Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's a good one. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
sorry, guys. I'm back on the show. Now, today's episode is, excuse me a second. Now, today's episode is why men can't live with women and why they can't live without women. I was having a little technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but now we've cleared up, and I believe everything's okay. But if you missed the beginning of the show, I'm sorry, but that's how things go sometimes within the show. All right? So, like I said, today's show is why men can't live with women, why they can't live without women. All right? So, my thing is that, and like I said, of course, this does not apply to all men. This does not apply to all women, okay? And, of course, there's some couples out there that are doing fine. They're living with each other. They're going on with their lives. Everything is good. But there are some out there that can't do it. And there's a reason for that. And we're going to try to discuss some of the reasons that men can't live with women. I think one of the main reasons that some men can't live with women is that when they do start to live with women, they try to live the way they've been living when they were single, before they moved in with another woman, or before they got married, or what have you. They still try to do the things that they did when they were single. And that doesn't work when you move in with a woman or when you get married to a woman. So I know some guys out there say, I still do, I can still hang out the way I used to before I got married. That hadn't changed. So my thing is that that usually changes when you move in with a woman. Because if it doesn't change, then she'll change that. And what I was saying, is that thing, when things like that happen, the woman can't deal with that. So y'all are arguing, fight, and that usually causes someone to move out, someone to move on, okay? And then you guys may move back in with each other and get back together and all that type of stuff. But usually they move on and nothing happens. So, and the reason that they can't live without women is that one thing is that we're in love with the woman, And when a man is in love with a woman, it's like an addiction that he can't be without it. And it's like a drug addiction or alcohol addiction or nicotine addiction or something like that. So he'll do anything he can to get back with her. We can't live without a woman. And at the same time, it's not only the love thing, but it's also the physical part. The physical part of a man and woman means that, it's like, people say, well, he's whooped, or he got her around his finger. And, that's the bedroom thing or the sexual thing about it. And they may feel like they can't live without her or she can't live without him as far as that goes. But you know, at the same time, when you look around on the other side of it, they always fighting. They always causing trouble with each other, things like that. But they love each other deep down inside, and they don't want to be without them. They just can't live with them. You know, I got friends, and I know you guys know people that maybe have gotten a divorce or separated or whatever, but they still seeing each other. Or they got a divorce and they still living together. They just may live in different parts of the house, or you know, they still live together, but they're doing their own thing. She's doing her own thing. He's doing his own thing. But, you know, at the same time at night, they come together. Weird, you might say, but that's exactly how some relationships work. So if you want to call in and weigh in on the conversation, the call in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You gotta excuse me, guys. I'm really struggling here. Trying to get around this. I got about 15 minutes to go in the show. I'm halfway through with the show. I'm trying to get through it. I'm drinking 7-Up. I'm drinking water. I'm doing everything I can to keep my voice going. But as that happens, as I drink 7-Up and stuff like that, you know how 7-Up is. It gives you the burps. And I'm trying not to drink while I'm on the show because I don't want to burp in your ear. You with me? But the water thing is okay, so I'm drinking water. I'm not drinking 7-Up, but the 7-Up tends to help me. But I'm just struggling through here, trying to keep things going and everything. But that's why my voice sounds weird, guys. Like I said, I've been sanding and all this stuff. I'm restoring a piece of furniture, and I think, you know, some of the sand and dust and stuff got in my system and got down my throat. And until I get that stuff out, I probably have a weird voice for the next couple of days. But anyway, we're talking about why men can't live with women and why they can't live without women. Something else is why men can't live with women is, like I was saying on a show previously in last week maybe, is that women, a lot of women nag guys, naggers. They like to, all the nagging tends to get on the guy's nerve. Now, I'm speaking from a male point of view. These things have happened to me personally. Got experience with that, but I tend to be more mature and able to get past that than some of the other guys that can't, and they just feel like that they can't get past that, and they won't deal with it, and they'll try and they'll walk away, and try for something else. So, and the nagging that some women do, not all women now, don't get me wrong, don't go flood my email and flood my message box with this stuff, but some women nag all the time, some women put words in our mouths. You know, we're saying something, and guys say things straight out, they're black and white, but women don't take them in like that. They take them in as what they're hearing. And they may hear you say this and that and this and that, but you actually said this and that and this and that, and then you said this and that and this and that. You with me? But the woman only heard the first little bit of your statement. And she'll take that, and she won't listen to the rest of it. That's all she heard was that first part. The rest of it, she adds to it. She puts the rest of it on there. She won't even let you finish up what you're saying. She'll throw words out there and put words in your mouth before you even finish what you're saying. And that gets on the guy's nerves as well. But if he's not mature enough to get over there and understand how to handle that, and I'll tell you how to handle that. It's the way that I handle it. That I try to, you know, when I feel like they're stopping me in the middle of my sentence and adding words, putting words in my mouth, I emphatically tell them to hold on, listen to what I'm saying. You won't even listen to what I'm saying. Try to hold your mouth for a minute and listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to get a little harsh with women and try to help them to understand what you're saying. Because if not, it's going to be more trouble. But you're going to spend more time on that than you should. And time is worth more than anything else. Your time is worth more than anything else. Okay? And then something else that women do that push adds to the phrase of why men can't live with women is that a lot of women do things behind our backs, you know, and you know, some things that they do behind our backs are things such as money, shopping, and different things like that that really, really, really gets under a guy's skin. Okay, if you're in a relationship, and you guys may not have, and you guys may have separate banking accounts, don't have joint banking accounts, something like that, then some women use that as a way, you know, they take their money and go do whatever they want. But your money is there to pay bills, keep the house going, keep the household going, keep groceries in the fridge, keep food on the table. But their money is used to run out and shop, hair done, everything that they want to do. But as soon as you're ready to do something, then it's trouble. And that's something else. The biggest thing that breaks up marriages or relationships is money. And all I can say is from my experience, the way that you handle that guy is if you're going to be with a woman, if she's your soulmate, if you feel like you guys are going to be together from now on for the rest of your lives, you may not be married right now. You may just be living together. But the way to do that is you guys need to have joint bank accounts. Now, you may have something where you have, you know, everybody has an allowance. Each one has an allowance for them to do different things. Or you may not even have an allowance. You may just use the account and get you some money and do your hair and then do your nails and this type of stuff and buy groceries and all this stuff out of one account. Okay? But make sure that the other person knows, you know, I'm going to get my hair done. I'm going to get groceries or whatever. Just communicate with each other. And if you do that, there won't be a reason why a man would walk away. Especially if you guys are compatible, not only mentally, and keep a level head with each other and communicate, not only mentally, but physically as well. If you do the mental part and you guys communicate, the physical part is going to be that much more enjoyable, that much more, not only enjoyable, but that much more satisfying to both sides. We'll try that. It may work for you. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number. 818-301-5834. Now, I got about 3 minutes left in the show, which is got me going here. But don't forget about tomorrow's show, guys. Listen in tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., same time, same place, where we're going to talk about the step between dating and marriage. Now, a little bit about tomorrow's show. I found myself reading a lot of relationship books, things like that. So I've been able to grab some things out of those books that I can and that I put in my relationship and have worked. So when you find something like that that works for you, then you want to pass it on to other people. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Even today, that's exactly what I'm doing when I pass it on why men can't and why men can't live without them, why men can't live with them. Exactly. So, and there's different books here, guys, that you can read that'll really interest you if you're serious about making it work with the opposite sex. And opposites attract. Remember, guys and girls, if you guys agree on everything, if you guys agree on everything, everything seems to be hunky-dory all the time. If you guys agree on everything, then one of you are not needed. Remember that. Might want to say that again. If you, your significant other, agree, if you guys agree on everything, one of you aren't needed. You with me? So think about that. And that's the reason that there are differences. They're the reason that there are, you know, fights, not physical fights, but verbal fights, because you don't agree on everything. And that's not bad. That's a good thing. But, you know, sometimes you hear the older people say, let them cry. That's making, let the babies cry. That's making their lungs stronger and this and that. Well, you guys fight verbally, that makes your relationship stronger. Because at the end, you'll sort of agree in some way, and things will be better. Okay? So I'm about to close out the show, guys. Thank you for listening in. Excuse my voice. Please forgive me for my voice. Hopefully my voice will be better tomorrow. But please listen in to the show tomorrow. Don't not listen to the show because of my voice. But we'll have a great show on tomorrow. Listen in, 6:30 p.m. Take care of yourself. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Good night.
Starting to learn more and more about responsibility. And I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done and things that haven't occurred yet and things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to when it was just you and me. I'm sorry for the times